Good morning, Stephen Shirley. For the past 3 years, I've been involved with a great, hardworking, passionate man that is one of my best friends and a great father. He is a child with a woman that is unstable and irresponsible. She and the child were living with family members, then moved into a hotel. He spends time with their child and buys the things the child needs. She always threatens to move out of the state with their daughter, and I have talked to him about filing for joint or sole custody. He did check into it, but never filed for custody with the court. In the past, when she lost her apartment or didn't have anywhere to go, he would let her stay with him. I feel bad and understand his concern for his child, but I really wish he would go ahead and file for custody. I feel like if I wasn't in the picture, he would open the doors for his ex, their child, and her child from a previous relationship to live with him. He has offered to have both children live with him, but said that she cannot move in. I feel like it's only a matter of time before she pulls the I'm moving out of state card again, and out of fear of losing his child, he will open that door for his ex again, in all caps. I totally understand his concern for the child, but I would be done, in all caps, if this happens. I feel like maybe I should step away from this situation so he can sort through things. I love him, but I have this guard up. So, do I walk away from this man that I love because of fear of the baby mama drama, or do I stay and continue to support him, even though my advice about filing for custody seems to fall on deaf ears? Well, you know, quickly, because we don't have much time, I'll say this. You're there. You've been there for the past 3 years. You love him, but you're miserable over this situation. When you say you've been involved with him, I mean, what does that really mean? You don't mention if you guys live together or anything. So I'm assuming you've been dating him for 3 years. This is my advice to you. It would be to encourage him strongly to handle this situation, move forward with the custody case, or you'll have to move forward with your life without him and them. I mean, how much more of this are you going to have to take? That's it. All right, Steve?
Yeah, I don't, you know, this lady right here, I'm a little confused. You're going to let this man go for what? Because y'all having some struggles with an issue? Do you realize that whoever you get and fall in love with and start a relationship with and try to build something with, you all going to have a challenge or two or several that you got to overcome. This is just one thing. See, y'all kill me when y'all write these letters. Stephen Shirley, for the past 3 years, I've been involved with a great, hardworking, passionate man that is one of my best friends and a great father. Excuse me, you're leaving him because of some baby mama trauma? You're leaving the hardworking, great, passionate man that's one of your best friends and a great father. See, what you got to realize is all of this that this man is, all of this trying to take care of the kids and offering for the other kid to live with him and all this here, all these ways this man got, he yours. He could actually belong to you. Y'all could actually have a life together. See, ladies, when a man is caring about his kids and not being a real dog towards the ex and just doing what he want to do, and then you wind up with that man, you find out he's caring and he's passionate, then you want him to turn around and be not caring or not passionate on the other side when he can't do that. He is what he is. And you see that in a lot of these letters. He's got a child with this woman that's unstable and irresponsible. Okay. And the child was living with family members, then moved into a hotel. He spent times with their child and buys the child everything that the child needs. Cool. Who wouldn't want that? Then she threatened to move out of state with their daughter because she know how the man feel about the daughter. I talked to him about filing for joint or sole custody. He did check into it, but he never filed for custody in court. Let me explain something to you about this court situation. Because you just think it's just a done deal. Just go down there and do this right here. Very rarely does the court take a child from a mother. Very, very rarely does that ever happen.
Hello?
So what you've got to understand is that, you know, just going down there and getting this done ain't always the case. And then how much time he got to take out of his day to go do this? You know, then he got to get a court date. You already say she irresponsible. You know, where you get all this, I don't know, it's a lot to that. Then you say, I feel bad and understand his concern for his child, but I really wish he would go ahead and file for custody. Now, the fact, all this is really in this whole letter, is this man won't do what you're suggesting that he do. File for custody. And I'm going to read the rest of it when I come back. But this coming down to really, this man don't want to do what you're asking him to do, which is file for custody. And you think that'll end it all. Okay, so what about when the court don't give him custody? What if that happens? Suppose they give him joint custody.
That's what she wants.
Yeah, I mean, suppose it happens, but you're basing your relationship on this move right here. Should I leave him? Should I go? Should I stay? What? Over this?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.